Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
First off, your reaction to that verdict.
I think it's the correct verdict. You know, a lot of people talk about freedom of speech, but this was a decision based upon national security. TikTok, that device that gets downloaded on anybody's phone, tracks all of the personal information, where they go with the GPS tracking, all of their access to all of their contents and all of their accounts and private messages that they send people. And so there's some national security concerns, because with all that information of 170 million people, ByteDance, which is owned by the Chinese government, the Chinese government could have access to all of this personal information, some of it embarrassing, of American citizens. So let's say some kid is 20 years old and he goes to a porn site, and then he becomes an FBI agent when he's 30 years old or works for the CIA. The Chinese government could use that to blackmail somebody, to compromise them, to, you know, to embarrass people. And so it was the right decision, and it was not based upon freedom of speech, but the decision was unanimous, and it was based upon national security. Now, if anything, America's really should be a wake-up call to understand how much information any social media platform has on you when you use your phone, and none of it is private anymore. And so, you know, they talk about his Big Brother watching. Well, the social media platforms, the apps, what they do is they take this data, and then they sell that data to other companies and to vendors and people that want to sell things to you, market things to you, and politicians and everything. And so people know everything about you. Nothing about you is private. And so that should be a wake-up call to Americans as to how much privacy they have with their cell phones and with their computers.
It's possible the Trump administration may direct the Justice Department to not enforce this. What would that mean, and how would this look for those who want to use TikTok?
Well, right now, even though there's an order that says TikTok has to cease operations in the United States, it just doesn't happen automatically. Because the people that have it will still be able to use it, but all of those apps require support from whether it be from Google, from the phone, or whatever. And so all of the American-owned companies that support that technology and update that technology will not be able to do it, so eventually it's going to become useless. Otherwise, so it's going to be like a slowly progression of people not able to access that. If the Trump administration wants to delay that, they have the power to do that by an executive order and maybe make some other arrangements. But as of Sunday, TikTok is supposed to cease operations in the United States.
What could be the risk in TikTok operating in what would be the risk in TikTok continuing to operate in defiance of the law if there is no executive order from Donald Trump saying they can go ahead?
Well, the American companies and the other international companies that support TikTok are no longer allowed to do that. So they can't update the apps. They can't allow their servers to use the apps. And so automatically the support systems will fade away and it's just going to become useless. So I guess what you're asking is kind of a technological thing, but the order is pretty much going to regulate the other technological companies that support it. They have to stop immediately.
How likely do you think that the new president will go ahead and put that order to not enforce the ban?
Well, one of the things that you say about Donald Trump is he's unpredictable. So I don't think I'm capable of predicting what the unpredictable Donald Trump is going to do.